grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Luke gives us a rare glimpse of Jesus' childhood. After the wonder of Christmas, the angels, the shepherd, and the manger, the years go by quickly. The child grows. Life settles into ordinary routines. Then suddenly, at age 12, Jesus is lost. Mary and Joseph assume Jesus is with friends or relatives traveling in the caravan heading home from Jerusalem. Only after a full day's journey do they realize that he's not there. Panic sets in. For 3 days they search until they find him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening, asking questions, and amazing everyone with his understanding. You know, any parent who's ever lost a child, even for a few moments, knows the fear and anxiety that Mary and Joseph experienced. And I can say that with complete confidence because it happened to Debbie and I. It was a long time ago. Patrick was only about 4 or 5 years old. And it was just for a couple of minutes that he was lost. But that was enough to throw me into a bit of a panic. We were Christmas shopping at Macy's, and Debbie stopped to look at some clothing. I stopped to look at Debbie looking at some clothing. Patrick kept walking. He didn't stop. So we realized that he wasn't there. And when that happened, my heart just dropped. It was a terrible, terrible feeling. I was truly alarmed. Thankfully, then we heard, "Would the parents of Patrick please come to the electronics department?" And there was Patrick. He was fine. I was a mess. I was crying. I just gave that kid a hug. But he was fine. I mean, he did the right thing. He knew what to do. That was very good. I was proud of him. But he was lost. He was lost. He didn't know where he was. And we didn't know where he was. But Jesus knew where he was. And he knew why he was there. But as far as Mary and Joseph were concerned, Jesus was lost. So Mary's words ring with honest emotion. "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." Jesus responds, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" This saying shows us that Jesus, very, very early on, at the age of 12, understood his unique relationship with God. Already, Jesus knows who he is. Already, he's oriented towards his Father's will, doing his Father's will. The passage is also amazing in its emphasis on Jesus' humanity. Even knowing who he was, the child Jesus chooses to live in submission to Joseph and Mary. He grew up as a typical Jewish boy. Luke tells us, "Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, where he was obedient to them." This passage holds together two truths we often struggle to keep together. Jesus is both God and man. As a human being, he descended from Adam, was born, and he lived a normal human life. He felt hunger and physical exhaustion. He knew rejection. He also knew pain. He enjoyed wedding celebrations and parties. He felt pity for the helpless, frustration for the dullness of his followers, and anger at the heartlessness and indifference of the religious leaders to human suffering. He was human, truly human, the best and in the ideal sense of the word. And as a human being, Jesus is our example. On the other hand, Jesus speaks with divine clarity. His wisdom astonishes the teachers of Israel. He belongs to God in a unique way. His life is grounded in the purposes and the will of his heavenly Father. He is God. Luke then tells us that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. So Jesus doesn't leap from the temple right onto the cross. He lives a lot of ordinary years between them. And while he's doing that, he learns, he listens, and he works. God's saving work unfolds slowly, patiently, through daily faithfulness. For grandparents, parents, and teachers and caregivers, this story offers comfort, but it also offers humility. Mary and Joseph did everything right. They are faithful, observant Jews. And still, they don't fully understand their child. Even they must learn to trust God with the one that has been entrusted to them. Luke says his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Mary does not try to control the mystery. She holds it. She ponders it. And she prays over it. Faithful care does not mean perfect understanding. It means trusting that God is at work, even when we don't fully see it. This story is not about Jesus, is not only about Jesus as a child. It's about us as children of God as well. Like Mary and Joseph, we often go looking for Jesus in familiar places, among our own assumptions, our own routines and expectations. And sometimes we're surprised to find him somewhere else, asking hard questions, unsettling our certainty, calling us deeper into God's purposes for our lives. Jesus reminds us that our lives too are grounded in God's claim on us before anything else. Our identity as children of God comes before our roles, our achievements, or our plans. And yet, just like Jesus, we're called to live that identity faithfully in our ordinary lives, at home, at work, in our community, and in service to others. Luke ends this passage not with drama, but with growth. He tells us Jesus grows. God's favor rests upon him, and that's good news for us. God works through growth, not instant perfection. God is present in the in-between years, the learning years, the ordinary days. And the same Jesus who once sat in the temple listening and asking questions now walks with us, patient, faithful, full of grace. So may we grow in wisdom, and may we grow in trust, and may we, like Jesus, live rooted in our Father's love. Amen.